are listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. And today, I would like to go back and recap a few things. We jumped right back in and went live with these shows, starting with Sergeant Robert Horton. And if you haven't gone back to the archives to check out that show, you need to go back and listen to that, because we're chronicling a special series in Conversations in Consciousness with a man named Russell-J. Colin Gould. And last week's show was all about Russell-J. Colin Gould and what he's done and how he captured the American flag, changed the banking system over to a new quantum banking system, created his own periodic table, and basically moved us forward on the chess game of planet Earth, and no one knows it. So if you haven't checked out those shows, you need to go back right now and take a listen. And if I were you, I'd sit down a friend so you can be sure that you are listening with somebody else that heard it too, because it's some powerful information that we've been sharing. But on a lighter note, we also had Kenneth Kubernick. And Kenneth Kubernick is a music historian. And if you didn't check out that show, and if you're a lover of the band Jimi Hendrix or the Monterey Pop Festival, you're going to love this. He chronicled a book by Guy Webster called Big Shots. And Guy Webster shot, the iconic Doors picture and the Rolling Stones and everybody else. And Kenneth Kubernick is a hoot. And if you didn't check out that show, you are going to love it. So there's a really lighthearted, fun, uplifting music history show for you that all you music lovers will love. And I always promise you that. We've had a run on the Beatles here in the last year. And I am continuing that with Kenneth. So he's going to be doing a special Hendrix book upcoming in the next year for the anniversary. And Kenneth is perhaps one of the best public speakers I've ever heard. He brought the house down at the local composer's breakfast here in Malibu, and he got a standing ovation after he gave his presentation on the Monterey Pop Festival and all of his amazing history. So a little more fun information. In April, yours truly put out an international bestseller, and it's called The Silver Lining of Cancer. And I have four books coming out this year. One of them is The Silver Lining of Cancer is already out, and you can find it on Amazon.com. You can go to MakingLifeBrighter.com and check it out there, and you can order a copy signed if you'd like. And a few of us got together, some women got together from the Women's Speaker Association, and we sat down and we created a book of all of our true stories of our own trip through cancer. And I had cervical cancer, as I relayed to you in that story, and I cured it myself. So after surgery, it came back, and the doctor said, we're going to have to remove everything. And I said, this is not my reality. I don't live in this. I'm sorry. I refuse to believe this. And I went back, and I did what I say I do in my healing, and I did it. So the story there chronicles that, and if you want to check it out, go ahead and go on Amazon.com or go to MakingLifeBrighter.com. And today, we're going to continue. I'm so excited with Commander-in-Chief Russell-J. Colin Gould. And we're going to dig right in because I promised you a great show. We're going to talk about the 5G. We're going to get into some deep and interesting facts about what he's done, how he's done it, and why that's affecting you today and what it can do to affect you tomorrow. So he deals in the world of fact, and we're going to pick his brain a little bit more as to what facts have been created around 5G and how they've affected us today. Welcome back, Russell.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I would like to jump right back in because we've had enough time for people to go back and listen to your first interview and everything in your own words of what you've done. So I'm just going to dive in. I want to talk about the 5G. I want to talk about how it is that this has even been created and allowed in our world, because you had someone you were working with at one point, and apparently they had something to do with selling some technology or your number or something to the Chinese. Is that correct? Did I have that right?
You're partially on the trail on that. Basically what happened there was my partner at the time, unbeknownst to me, David Heifenwinkel and Miller, not unbeknownst that he was my partner, but unbeknownst to me about what he was going to do with technologies. I had authorized a foreign vessel bank construct dealing with moving and setting up banks as foreign vessels in dry dock through the International Maritime Organization. And I had Syntex their charter out of England. They were out of the UK. And it's the International Maritime Organization, for the which is an adjective pronoun with no fact. And so I syntaxed their charter and reconstructed it in a function with foreign hyphen vessels. I've used hyphens to make compound facts, and basically the mechanics of setting up a bank and a construct to move goods and commodities, wares on and off the foreign vessel. And David was taking a trip to China. He was brought in by some people that wanted him to rewrite the copyrights. And this, I didn't know this till after he got back from China. And he called it the quantum transducers. And you can go to his video, any videos. And, you know, I believe he went there in 2012, 2013. I don't have the exact date when he went there, but he came back and he said, Russell, he said, I rewrote the copyrights in quantum grammar for these quantum transducers. I'm like, well, what does that do? I says, well, we're reprogramming the subspace and they're going to call it 5G. And I'm like, well, why would you want to program the subspace? Well, you know, they can use it to move, you know, matter, thoughts, and control things. And I said, well, why did you author? And they said, they brought me in to write it in correct grammar. I says, well, why would you do that? They could be used to harm the people. Oh, well, we're not going to talk about that, he said. I said, well, you can call it quantum transducers. You can call it whatever you want. It's still the same outcome. It's a system that can influence people's thinking and take away from your sovereignty. You know, our sovereignty to create free will, to create choice, to learn. To that can be manipulated at that point if you could program the particle subspace to with your own energy, so to speak. And I said, well, why, you know, you did that? And I says, yeah, but I used the contract. I says, well, you didn't have the authorization to put my number on those contracts. And he just kind of looked at me. I says, that's not fair to the people. And he said, well, you know, at the time he's like, let's go see my mom. And his mom was in a nursing care at the time. So we went to see his mom that day. But we never really touched back up on that. There's good news and bad news here. The good news is that the 5G doesn't have correct grammar authorization, even though they're trying to say they do, because I did not give copyright authorization for David to use my number on that contract. So when you have these corporations and people out here, good citizens all around the world, very concerned about this 5G and will it give you cancer? There's a lot of different things because there's no actual case study for long-term outcome of consequence.
Right.
Meaning,
will it affect the body systems and how will it affect the...
Correct.
Can you imprint and overlay someone's thinking, which is their own right to have...
Correct. And with my quantum construct, I would not trespass on a person's or a citizen or a people's or a tribe's or a clan's capacity to have their own free thoughts, their own culture, their own structure. To take that away breaks down the what makes us society, as we all learn to live together. And you have to allow the culture of and honor and learn from that culture before you start making decisions and throwing stones at culture. So you have to be real cautious and take that into effect. Unfortunately, with some of the concepts of reprogramming the subspace, you could then run a phase to interject your own thinking that may cause that society or that culture or that tribe or whoever, people to think in a different outcome, and you can influence the thinking, which I do not condone, because each person out here has their own sovereignty of thinking, and I would never trespass on that. It's your own worlds. My system that I've built is designed for each and every someone's own world, and then your capacity to communicate your world in the correct communication, parsing, syntax, grammar, to your friend's world, who you choose to network with. And it's about that networking and building that networking without the influence of 5G that really will create, you know, diversity and cultural enrichment for us all.
Well, what do you feel that the 5G has been developed to do? You're implying that it's going to influence people's thinking, but do you know more about that? Do you know what it's
Here's where there's not a lot of transparency by the people that have put this concept into manufacturing. What is the condition of thinking to, you know, these are questions that need to be asked. So as people, unfortunately, because there is no case study on this, because there can't be, because it's just, there's no 30-year, five.
Yeah. We haven't had it implemented long enough, but when you say condition of thinking, I'm going to speak in lay terms for people listening. You mean intention, the condition of thinking, the volition of.
Yeah, well, you don't want to use the word intention, because anytime you start a word with IN as a prefix, it's a particle of negation, which means no. So if you do intention, you're saying no tension. If you're doing interview, you're saying no interview. If you're doing investigation, you're saying no investigation. So you've really got to study and break down, that's what's called parse, to break down the prefixes and suffixes of words so that you can have closure, so that you can use the right concept of structure of the word to create a performance that is positive for your worlds.
I think that's brilliant. That's just brilliant. So next time I put out another show, I will write it in syntax grammar for everyone so they can see it and what it looks like. Because at first it looks like Greek, and, you know,
It is training. It is training. You have to train your mind. You have to go in and relearn things, which is, it's really wonderful, this life. We get to learn, and it's part of the journey of being here for all of us. We get to learn different concepts. We get to learn different cultures. Then we get to learn how to share with that in a righteous way. And so putting the condition of thinking on trial with the correct communication, parsing, syntax, grammar is really keen and really fun for someone who's fair and righteous and honest. For someone who is not, who is a thief, they're not going to like the system very well. It's not going to do very well for them, because their thinking based upon their performances can be put on trial. And that's where the real fun, gets. And that's where we really have to look with this 5G, is to put the condition of thinking on trial for those who have put it into our, unfortunately, into our system, into our platforms. What's the condition of thinking?
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. We have more with Russell-J. Colin Gould. Remember that. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Perspectives with Dr. Badisha Patel is a program that explores emotional management for a healthier lifestyle. On each program, we discuss ideas that support emotional well-being, such as mental illness, relationships, parenting, and family connections, and much more. If you are facing challenges in your life, you can grow and learn by exploring new techniques in dealing with stress, anxiety, and relationships. Perspectives with Dr. Badisha Patel airs live Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you feel that you aren't at your best when it comes to your personal health? Even if your doctor gives you a clean bill of health and says everything is in working order, perhaps you aren't feeling at the top of your game. Dr. Rebecca Risk overcame pain and fatigue despite all tests to the contrary. Learn how she put her health back on track and how you can too on Falling Through the Cracks, live every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we have Russell-J. Gould. He is the Commander-in-Chief of Planet Earth. And if you think that's silly and not true, you might think again. You want to go back to last week's show, or 2 weeks ago from this show, and you want to check that out. It's the show before Kenneth Kubernick, and you're definitely going to want to listen to that in full. And the outtake is on the radio page at makinglifebrighter.com. But we're going to jump right back in because today we are discussing 5G. If you don't know what 5G is, you've seen in the news the talk about 5G and the Huawei Corporation and the Chinese and the Americans, and you may not understand what that is. You're being told that it is a network that's going to speed up your systems. It's going to be a technological advancement for us. However, on the health side of things, in the health world, those of us that are dealing with frequencies and understand the use of frequencies and have been given the gift to use frequencies in honor, understand an interruption of frequencies, and the 5G is being said to disrupt your biological functioning and may disrupt your brainwave functioning, may disrupt your ability to absorb water in your system, may disrupt your immune system over time, as well as all of the communications with the animals to their natural grid system and the ley lines and the things that they follow on the earth plane. It may disrupt many systems, therefore disrupting an ecosystem, including your own individual body. And that's not something you can apply an antibiotic to. That's not something you can apply further chemotherapy to turn around as easily, because your frequency will be out of balance. And that's what we're hearing. That's what we're feeling and seeing. So I want to go into that some more with you, Russell. Tell us what it is that you understand from your perspective about 5G and what we can do about it.
Well, I'm looking at the function of the ministration mechanics of how it came into our public society, how they implemented it and used it. And from what David Ifowinkle and Miller had authorized was the copyrights to what they called the quantum transducers, which is part of the 5G, another phraseology for the 5G. And those companies that are using the copyrights that David wrote, as the citizens of the world smarten up to this and try to stop these corporations from implementing this phase, so to speak, this wavelength to manipulate the subspace to control the outcome, which they can ramp that in either way. They can create tension between societies. You have to watch out for that. They can create a lot of, though you're thinking that you're thinking it is, you know, factually happening, they can influence the conditions to those terms. So those people out here that are concerned about that, when they run up against these corporations that are putting it out there, when they sue them in correct communication, parse, syntax, grammar, they must make the statement, and I'm just going to put it in how we're speaking, but they have to write it in correct communication, parse, syntax, grammar, basically saying that David Ifowinkle and Miller did not have authorization to give them copyrights for the technology because he used Russell-J. Gould's number on the contract. This will null and void that company's authorization to hide behind a copyright that was given to them through false and misleading statements, and then they can turn around and deal with David-Winkle and Miller, who's no longer with us, and the people that think that they got that under control under their copyrights, which is all fake too. And for those who need to comprehend that, on YouTube, you can go to Reno-Tilde1, Reno-Tilde-2 and Reno-Tilde-3, and look at the corporate structure that was set up by David Winkle and Miller and myself, which will give you a closure on where his boundaries were in performance and where he didn't perform and where things are at with his estate for authorization of these companies and these corporations. And I give my word with the citizens of this planet that I will never authorize 5G or the quantum transducers to be used to control the subspace by these foreign corporations to manipulate the airways to scramble the capacity of not only nature, but citizens on this planet. So this is something that I will never, ever do. Because I'm very thankful to be here, and I consider myself under rule one and rule equal with all, and we are one.
Amen to that. Amen to that. We, in our world that's changing faster than the citizens can keep up with, quicker than people are able to even take hold of because they're so busy working and doing other things, they don't even see what's going on, and they're being affected. I can tell you right now, I don't know if the 5G is being pointed at us here, but there is a pressure in the last week, 2 weeks or whatever. There is a pressure like someone's pushing down on us out here in California. And I was just talking to a client about that last night, and she's trying to heal from a serious trauma. And it's almost defeating for her. And I said, this is not just you. There is an energy field that is affecting us right now. And I can't prove it to you, except I can feel it. That's the only thing I can say, and you have to forgive that and give yourself some credit because you're trying in the middle of this. So if other people are struggling, if other people are feeling that pressure, you know the earth is under pressure. The earthquakes have been happening underneath us. Maybe the 5G is affecting that. Maybe something else is affecting that. I don't know those answers. But
there's no possible case study on this because there hasn't been enough time for them to study this in a long-term or nor a short-term outcome.
Right.
So as you see companies come up and say, oh, we've got this study by such and such a corporation or such and such a government, that is a very short span. There's no longevity to comprehend the full consequences of using that technology on society.
But we as sensitive empaths can feel a certain kind of pressure. I could feel in the past when there would be the HARP system and it would come into play and make my brain swell. I'd be like, whoa, I'd literally get in my car and drive a mile away or 2 miles away or whatever, and I'd feel different, like some pressure came off. And I would know when they were working with that and messing with energy frequencies. There is something to all this. And I ask people to pay attention to how they feel and what they're thinking and doing, because what we're talking about today will affect you. You cannot escape the energy frequencies that are being disrupted. It's not natural. And so you are standing, Russell. If I heard you correctly just now, you just told the people that, in fact, you will never stand for 5G being used on the people and for any reason, really.
That is correct. That is correct. You know, the people of this planet are given their sovereignty of thinking. And it's the choices off of that and comprehension of their knowledge and the movement of that knowledge through volition, through the condition of mind, that needs to be looked at and taught so that we share honesty and closure with our fellow mankind so that we can earn trust with one another to perform contract. And this is what the correct communication, Parsec, Syntax, Grammar, Structure is all about. Is so that the citizens of our planet can have the necessary closure from one language to another so that the comprehension can be finite so that nobody will break the terms of the contract.
And so as you look at it and look at the Chinese, can you go in and do something? Can you actually, now I'm not against Chinese people, just to put it out there. There are certain people in the world that do good and don't do good. And there's some people in the world that are ignorant to what they're doing, or they just don't know because they're being told what to do. They don't know what the consequences are of the actions that are being undertaken.
sadly, the Chinese and the citizens of the world are all stuck in their birth certificate system. And I ended the Universal Postal Union's capacity to use the birth certificates as a clearinghouse so that all these people with birth certificates are with the lack of a capacity for the statement of a claim. So I wouldn't necessarily so worry about the Chinese because they're not in a capacity to state a claim against anybody. They're just out here throwing stones at people without full closure themselves, that they're fraudulent in their system on postal mechanics to convey thought.
And how would you handle that? How would you go over there to them and say, okay, enough of the 5G, let's shut this down. How do we do that?
Well, of course, you have to have the militaries of the world because they are part of the construct for the enforcement of these contracts. Second of all, the Chinese post office doesn't have any authorization to move vessels. So that's real easy in my world to take care of. I'm not going to get into the mechanics of that because I'm not going to teach people how that works. But because it's very highly classified and sensitive, because the Chinese government lacks knowledge on closure for movement of their vessels in foreign waters, that's or foreign airways or anywhere, due to the fact that they are tied to the Universal Postal Union, and the charter for the Universal Postal Union has been disqualified by me as 100% fraud.
And they know that, and they know who you are.
Oh, yeah, I've been thrown out of the Chinese embassy 3 times in New York City. Yeah, they know exactly who I am. Yeah, that was in 2002, 2003. Then you can go back to the governments of the world, the NSA and CIA, whoever watches all those video cameras, they can watch those performances. That was happening at the time.
Why did they throw you out?
Because they were upset that I disqualified the Universal Postal Union and they'd have to come into the construct of it because their Chinese grammar is written in fraud and I can prove it. So
wow.
their contracts are no good.
And you don't even know Chinese. In other words, you don't know Chinese writing, correct?
Well, I can use the computer to translate it and look at the syntax, the order of operation of words, and I know what makes a fact and what doesn't make a fact, even in Chinese.
Okay, so, wow.
Since they're not making any facts, I guess they're not stating a claim, because only facts have authorization for the statement of a claim. So since the Chinese government doesn't use facts, then they're factless. If they're factless, how are they conveying matter?
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with more with Russell-J. Gould, Commander-in-Chief of Planet Earth. We'll be back. We're going to continue this conversation.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Perspectives with Dr. Badisha Patel is a program that explores emotional management for a healthier lifestyle. On each program, we discuss ideas that support emotional well-being, such as mental illness, relationships, parenting, and family connections, and much more. If you are facing challenges in your life, you can grow and learn by exploring new techniques in dealing with stress, anxiety, and relationships. Perspectives with Dr. Badisha Patel airs live Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you feel that you aren't at your best when it comes to your personal health? Even if your doctor gives you a clean bill of health and says everything is in working order, perhaps you aren't feeling at the top of your game. Dr. Rebecca Risk overcame pain and fatigue despite all tests to the contrary. Learn how she put her health back on track and how you can too on Falling Through the Cracks, live every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Light where we belong.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. We've been speaking with Russell-J. Colin Gould. And if you don't know that name by now, you need to go back and listen to the interviews, first with Robert Horton on the archives at makinglifebrighter.com on the radio page. And you might want to subscribe to this series. You can go to iTunes worldwide under Winifred Adams and subscribe. You can go to voiceamerica.com and subscribe on the Health and Wellness channel for Making Life Brighter. And you can find all the archives on the radio page here. We are speaking with Russell-J. Colin Gould, and he is the Commander-in-Chief of Planet Earth. And you need to check out those series to understand more fully what he's talking about. But on this show today, we're talking about 5G, we're talking about authorizations, we're talking about now, Russell, what to do, how do the people bring you forward, or how is it that you can go ahead and enforce these types of things? How is it that you could stop the 5G from happening?
Well, we have to evaluate, and the word is not enforced, because when you start a word with the prefix EN, it means no as well. That's why we have port of entries, no tries. And so you've got to look at the syntax there. So when we look at the enforcement of some of these concepts, the citizens of the world are basically in the position to bring me forward, right? Because the governments are very cognizant of who I am, because of my authorizations, and I've actually done and did the performances in the locations where people think are very powerful. But it's all contract. And the contracts get tied back to in their shipping wars and in their postal constructs and in their banking constructs to the country's post office. And those post offices subcontract out with their head at the Universal Postal Union, which is an adjective pronoun, no fact, in Bern, Switzerland. I sat down with them on June 18th, 2003 in Bern at the postal station. And they concurred that I was correct. So how this works is, as the citizens of the world, wherever country they're in, it does not matter, because they're all under the same world command, of the shipping lanes that they're in. And for those who don't comprehend that, they can watch my series on YouTube, War Castles, 0 through 12, and that will give them the necessary closure in those mechanics. But the countries that are having difficulty and the citizens that are having difficulties with their government, their governments are stuck in the birth certificate system, which ended. I ended that through the Universal Postal Union. Therefore, all the employees of the birth certificate system are with the vacant capacity for the statement of a claim. So the citizens of the world must claim and move me and make the claim to them to bring me into the location so I can delegate and get the employees of the foreign governments and the foreign postal governments the correct claims of the life to move them in a juxtaposition outside of the birth certificate system in duality in the quantum construct. Now, you have to comprehend, citizenship in every country in the world, you're with the capacity of dual citizenship. So you can be in an adjective pronoun employment and function in a dual position with the claim of the life. Once you have the claim of the life, then thinking can be evaluated. See, when you enter into the quantum and you crack the fabric of time, it allows you to harness things in neutrality and look at them very thorough. So you can position where the flaws are, and then put a construction on that flaw to fix the glitch, so that the citizens of the world become the beneficiaries and have the enjoyment and satisfaction of the construct. Now, please keep in the mind that the governments are, because we the people allow or give the authorizations to. This is the democracy here, or the democracy is not the right word. This is crowd hyphen control, right? This would be at a better level, because the word democracy, DE, means to separate from. So you don't want to use that word either. That's not the correct word. But it's more of a society-based cultural thinking to allow that concept of law, or not law, but of the contract terms, so that the citizens get the enjoyment of that. What that does, Winifred, when you, the citizens, do this, it does two things. Number one, for those of you that want me to be in this role, let me explain what this does. Once you set those terms, it downsizes. So you have to look at the GDP of a country, the gross national product. And what this does is, when you set those performance contract terms for that foreign postal government, it automatically downsizes, and all those jobs now go to the public sector. This creates a spike in growth. Once the spike in growth occurs, now the debt goes away. This is functional
economics.
Mathematics to save the banking construct and the citizens of this country. I please would like to have the citizens of the world consider what I'm saying here. How would you like to have no debt, right? Well, how do we do that? Well, you get me in the location of these fraudulent presidential elections. You got to remember, in our country, the United States ceased to exist in 1999. The terms and rules of the contract were the Constitution of the United States, which were the guidelines for electing a president. This is all comes back to the Florida Chads and what we discussed earlier. This is all fake and false and misleading. It's contract, authorization, and the continuance of the evidence on the performance. And this is what I control, which gives me solitary control of the shipping lanes on the planet, both in the military construct and the private sector contract worldwide.
Well, on that note, let me jump in for a second, because though that may be appealing to some people, there'll be some of the people listening that will find that scary. Well, if you're going to take over, how do we know that we can trust you? How do we know that you're the guy that can do the job for the sake of the people?
Well, you're going to have to look at the past performances. I'm solid in the small things, and I'm solid in the big things. I do what I say, and I mean what I say. I show up when I say I'm going to show up, and I do what I say. And especially when it's on the contract. So I've already written myself into contract to perform for the people. It's up to the people to get me in location so I can create the performance, so that they know ahead of time what the performance is, which gives them the full closure of transparency, which was what they need. Simultaneously taking care of the banking system, because I rewrote the construct on a global level to create fairness on a global construct. Of course, doing away with the tax system, creating a consumption tax at 10% to run the government, because I'm going to downsize so much and open up that job for the private sector so that nobody's without a job. It's really sad to see this younger generation. They go to college, they get duped into these loans, they get stacked up on these loans, and then they pay them off for 20 years, 40 years, and there's no jobs there for them. This will automatically open up the growth of a nation worldwide, and it's in the simplest of things.
Then how will people get you there? How do we do that?
You know, a friend that's running security for the head of a friend of a friend of a friend of a cousin of a friend of a whoever, mm-hmm. that is head of security for these presidential debates. You get them to open the door for me, and I simply walk in and give the necessary closure to our communities, our societies, the people. People deserve fair, full closure. Once they have that, then they can make choices. Those choices, what's nice about a claim of the life, if those choices are made for happiness and fairness, enjoyment and trust and righteousness and morality for our fellow mankind, guess what? It's wonderful. But if your condition of thinking is to be prejudicial because you're part of a sector and you feel like your rights are being violated, we all are under the same, we are one. Rule one and rule equal, it's the same for all of us. So it does away with the class rank. But because the taxes are no longer there, then it's a consumption tax. Everybody's allowed to build their own equity without being taxed on it. Plus, with the jobs that would be created by the downsize of the government into the private sector, now you got your GDP going up in the positive way and minimizing the debt simultaneously. Mm-hmm. You got to remember, all these debts are done through fraudulent grammar and fraudulent contract, which means there are no debts.
It's hard to even wrap your mind around in the beginning of this, but once you delve into it more and you sit with it, the truth of it begins to come through you. And the realization, instead of it being a negative, but rather the hope toward what could be. Now, hope is subjective, but you have the ability to be creative at that point. You can use your creativity, which is stifled.
I so value society's creativity. What a wonderful thing.
Now, if you were to open that door, we have just a minute and a half left before break, but if you were to go into that public debate, presidential debates upcoming, what would happen? What happens when Russell Hyphen J. Cullen Gould walks on stage among all those people?
Well, you've got to have knowledge. Fact and fiction can never be in the same location. Fiction will have to leave.
And so let's say that they have to leave the room. They leave the room and you're standing on stage. Then what?
Then I give the necessary full closure to the people. Tell them a plan for helping the society. See, it goes well beyond just the finances. It goes into the consumption of our foods, what we intake, the cleanup of our water, what that means for our bodies, longevity, the health behind that, the cures, not the practice.
Right.
And well, these are things.
I want to get into that some more because you do know a lot of people that know many things about those technologies. And I want to discuss that next. But you're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. We're here with Russell Hyphen J. Cullen Gould. And this is yet another installment of our Conversations in Consciousness series. And he is enlightening us as to, I can't say that. He's lightening us. there's our clock. He's lightening us as to what we can do and why we would be doing that. So stay tuned. We have more with him today. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Perspectives with Dr. Badisha Patel is a program that explores emotional management for a healthier lifestyle. On each program, we discuss ideas that support emotional well-being, such as mental illness, relationships, parenting, and family connections, and much more. If you are facing challenges in your life, you can grow and learn by exploring new techniques in dealing with stress, anxiety, and relationships. Perspectives with Dr. Badisha Patel airs live Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you feel that you aren't at your best when it comes to your personal health? Even if your doctor gives you a clean bill of health and says everything is in working order, perhaps you aren't feeling at the top of your game. Dr. Rebecca Risk overcame pain and fatigue despite all tests to the contrary. Learn how she put her health back on track and how you can too on Falling Through the Cracks, live every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we're back with Russell-J. Colin Gould, and we were just discussing 5G. We were talking about performance and the performance that he would give if he were put into the presidential debates this fall, if he walked on stage, and what would happen, and the performance that he would, and I want to automatically do that. I want to say enact, and you know, that's a word. Those derivatives come from French, I think. Also, and so
performance. Yeah, it's just a performance, just a life's journey. Nothing would change. You see, you get what you get out of me. I don't change whether I'm in day-to-day functions and interacting with people. I do my best to be fair. A lot of people don't comprehend me. It's very unfair because they don't comprehend the wealth and the things that are out here for all of us. And I do so much like to give, but it's very difficult because society doesn't know how to take it from me.
Well, can't say receive. What would you say if it were to receive?
They don't know how to come in reception, not receive, and not reception. But they don't know how to hold that which I've given. And so it's very, very hard on me sometimes. And sometimes, you know, people don't know that I'm just a guy like them, guy that cares and loves for my family, want to provide the best for them, want to provide the best for my friends and those around me, those I care about. I wish them all and their families. I see them struggle. It's like, wow, it just doesn't have to be. But yet it is, because people have not moved up and balanced their own lives, living outside their means. Our social engineering it has to change. Our education system is in shambles. All of that needs to be rebuilt in a way where people have the transparency, have the full closure, both in their native tongue and in other foreign tongues as well. And we need to give that back to those cultures and societies to take them so they comprehend where they've come from and they know who they are as a society or as a people. And then at that point, they know how to co-mingle and go in concert with other societies or other governments, other languages. And so the correct communication, parsing syntax, grammar, you know, has changed my life. And I feel it's made me and those around me a much more calm and peaceful person. I'm a very calm person in the scene of all the strife out here. I'm very balanced. People would say that I have a lot of patience because I've had to be patient with that which I've built, and society has not been ready to take it and give a hold of what I've built for the world. And so it's frustrating, but it's patient because you just keep caring, you keep giving the story, you keep sharing. Hopefully the word gets out to the right people. The right people get this type of word, and they know that then the doors open for me to come into the locations where you want to put me. See, I know there is no president, right? But that's because I have contract on the continuance of the evidence for that performance, right? I know that there is no Federal Elections Commission. Why? Because I syntaxed all their paperwork and gave it back to them as 100% fraud. Do you know, to run for president of the United States, you have to fill what's called a statement of candidacy. Statement's a pronoun, of is an adverb, making candidate a verb. And every single question is in a box, which violates their own federal styles manual because there are no questions, because there are no words. When you sign the box or you put your answers in the box, you just removed yourself from the page, so there are no presidents. It's a blank sheet of paper. This is a scam. The Federal Elections Commission is very cognizant of it. They're not going to talk about this. This whole thing is just total nonsense. getting our lives spun up on false pretenses, false hope, at all times, keeping the thumb down on our creativity to generate wealth for our loved ones and our families. For all the scientists out there and all those who create the simplest of things, they're all one with all. They're all in the same joinder. My quantum banking system allows for those concepts to be held as proprietary technology for the citizens who create those. And as they choose to give to societies or to give to communities that technology, this correct communication parse syntax grammar will give them the necessary control so that the 5G's of the world don't happen again.
And we need that. We need the free energy. We need the Tesla coil healing and the GANs energy, if that's what it's going to be, and the other things that are at least available. There's so many things, actually.
There's so many things. Vitamin C for the cancer in liquid form, you know, in aqueous form. I mean, I could just go on and on and on about the things that can be done. But
sound and light healing, you know, diagnoses that don't need to be so archaic.
Yeah, and you know, in the insurance scam, I mean, to control all that, and it just goes on and on and on.
I spoke with someone today about that. Actually, I spoke with a fellow about health insurance, and I may have him on the show yet. And he really turned my head around when he said he went to the emergency room and told them, because his son had an issue, that in fact he didn't have insurance, and he would pay out of pocket for whatever it was. Because if you have insurance, they were going to bill him $4,500 for all the things. Out of pocket, it cost him $800.
Well, you got to remember, okay, the prefix IN to a word means no, so you have no insurance there.
Oh my gosh. I mean, what we don't know, what we've been hypnotized to believe and look the other way to hear, this is what we're digging into in this series. This is what... And I'm not trying to create what some people will call conspiracy theory things. It's not.
What I've done is not a conspiracy.
This is educational.
This is not a conspiracy. Yeah, this is. Hey, these are performances that have happened. These are performances where the U.S. Marshals have sat down with me, the federal marshals, and say, hey, we watched the videos of you at the U.S. Supreme Court, your chief judge. Was David Hyphenwinkle and Miller there? And I'm like, no. And they're like, that's correct. He wasn't on the videos. Good job. You're telling the truth. Thank you. You know, so, I mean, these are things I've done, so many things in D.C. and around the world, at the Vatican, England, France, Interpol. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. These are things that have happened. These are things that are, the performances are complete. This is what I've done is not up for subjective interpretation. This is done.
It's fact. It's history now. It's actually history. And that's what we're chronicling here, is the history and then the understanding of the history and why you did this. What
Correct.
It is that you are actually achieving by doing this, and how this could benefit the people. So,
well, if we look at your last word, insurance, which means no assurance, what the correct communication parse syntax grammar claim is surety. This gives the citizens of the world surety, which gives confidence that what they have done will last and be beneficial for their loved ones in their life.
And on that note, we began this conversation talking about trust and the necessity to validate and create trust. And without having surety, you don't have trust. And when people
Correct.
Are sure of themselves, but then someone fraudulently dupes them, it disintegrates their own belief in their own thinking and their own...
You don't know what you don't know.
Well, in that note, we will continue on with this series, and we will take one little break and have an outtake for you today. So go ahead and check out on Making Life Brighter on the radio page the extra outtake that we'll do. We're going to continue this conversation ongoing, and we're going to make this an educational series for you, because this will not only affect your consciousness, it's going to affect your future. And since we're in now time, you at least need to understand what that is. Thank you for being here again. And we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go Jolly!